Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up to him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews, and struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again and said to them, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no guilt in him. So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of the thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, Behold the man. When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, Crucify, crucify him! Pilate said to them, Take him yourself and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to the law he ought to die because he has made himself to the Son of God. When Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you? Jesus answered him, You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has greater sin. From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar. So when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at the place called the Stone Pavement in Aramaic Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, Behold your king. They cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar.
当下彼得多将耶稣鞭打。兵士又将荆棘编做的皇冠戴在耶稣头上，又给他穿上紫袍，又接耳挨近他说：“恭喜啊，犹太人的王！”他们就用手掌又继续打他。比拉多又出来对大家说：“我带他来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出来他到底有什么罪过。”耶稣出来了，戴着荆棘的王冠，穿着紫袍。比拉多对他说，你们看看这个人。祭司长和差役看见他，就喊着说，把他钉上十字架，快钉死他。比拉多说，你们自己把他钉到十字架上吧，我查不出他有什么罪过来。犹太人回答说，我没有律法，按那律法他是该死的，因为他做自己为是神的儿子。比拉多听见这话，越发害怕。他走进衙门，对耶稣说：“你到底是哪里来的？”耶稣却不回答。比拉多又说：“你不对我说话吗？你岂不知道我有权利把你释放，也有权利把你钉在十字架上吗？”耶稣回答说：“若不是从上面赐予你的能力，你就毫无权柄来办我。所以把我交与你的那个人罪更重了。”从此之后，比拉多想要释放耶稣，无奈犹太人又喊叫着说，你若是释放了这个人，那你就不是凯撒的忠臣，你就是一个叛徒。凡是称自己为王的人，就是最终背叛凯撒的人。比拉多听见这话，就又带耶稣出来，到了另一个地方，名叫铺华石路，希伯来的话叫厄巴大，也就在那里又进行审判。那时是预备做过逾越节的日子，大约是正午的时候，比拉多就又对犹太人说，看哪，这就是你们所说的所谓的王。犹太人们喊叫说，除掉他，除掉他，把他钉在十字架上。比拉多回答说，我可以把你们的王钉在十字架上吗？祭司长此时回答说，除了凯撒，我们并没有王。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式带你进入新的学习世界。每次会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论，希望这样的趣味互动性过程给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第30讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Unless Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue today.Today is the 30th lecture on the Gospel of Joy. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, first let's deal with today's personal study summary. Today's passage is really sad and powerful. It describes how Jesus was treated before his crucifixion. Pilate, the Roman governor, had Jesus flogged.Even though he said he didn't find Jesus guilty of anything, soldiers made fun of Jesus by twisting a crown out of thorns and putting it on his head. They also dressed him in a purple robe to mock him as the king of the Jews. They even hit him and shot insults at him. Pilate brought Jesus out to the crowd, saying again that he didn't find any guilt in him.But the chief priests and officials kept shouting for Jesus to be crucified. Pilate told them to take Jesus and crucify themselves. But they said their law required Jesus to die because he came to be the Son of God. When Pilate had died, he became more nervous and asked Jesus again where he was from.Jesus didn't answer at first, but then he told Pilate that the authority he had come from God and that the people who handed him over were committing a greater sin. Even though Pilate wanted to release Jesus, the crowd kept pressing him. They said Pilate would be disloyal to Caesar if he let Jesus to go because Jesus was claiming to be a king.In the end, Pilate brought Jesus out and asked, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest replied, We have no king but only Caesar. Pilate gave it into the crowd and Jesus was sentenced to be crucified. It's heartbreaking to see how much Jesus suffered for us. Now, let my beloved Ingrid sister to make a go further summary.
Yes, thank you, sister, for your summary. We are in the text a few moments before Jesus was crucified. All depended if the Roman governor allows this crucification or not.
经文中今天所讲到的耶稣被钉十字架的前几分钟的经光，一切都取决于罗马统治者是否允许耶稣被钉上十字架。
Pilate did not want to crucify Jesus, but neither did not want to lose his power and his job.
比拉多实际上并不想把耶稣钉在十字架上，但是他同时也不想失去权力和工作。
He tried all to come out of the situation without losing anything, but all that he tried did not work.
他想尽一切办法摆脱这种困境而不失去任何东西。但最终一切都没有成功。
First, he let Jesus punished and hoped that this will be enough for the Jewish people that they will have mercy with Jesus when they see him hurt and tortured so much.
首先，他让耶稣受到惩罚，并希望这对犹太人来说就足够了。当他们看到耶稣受到如此多的伤害和折磨时，犹太人会怜悯耶稣。
But the power of the Jewish leaders was stronger as a human empathy that would tell a sane consciousness that Jesus has suffered enough. their will was to put it to an extreme, and they wanted to see him on the cross.
但犹太领袖的力量更为强大，因为人类的同情心会告诉一个理智的意识，耶稣已经受够了。但是他们的实际意愿说得更明确一点，或者说是更极端一点，犹太人希望看到耶稣被最终钉在十字架上。
After trying all, Pilate overgave Jesus to the Jews with a clear comment that he has nothing to do with the crucifixion of the innocent Jesus.
在尝试了所有的办法之后，比拉多把耶稣最终交给了犹太人，并明确表示他将与其他无辜的人一样，耶稣最终也会被钉在十字架上。实际上，这确实没有其他的关联。
Pilate is a good example that we sometimes have to decide which way we go. Are we following Jesus, even if it will cost us something, or do we want to have all earthly power and honor and Jesus too?
比拉多就是这样一个很好的例子。我们有时必须要决定去走上哪条路。我们到底是跟随耶稣呢？即使是这样会让我们付出很高的代价。还是说我们想拥有一切现有的所谓的世俗的权利与荣耀，那样的话我们就需要放。
The Bible says clearly you cannot serve two masters, so you have to decide if we are serving God or the lusts of the world.
圣经上已经说得很清楚，你不能同时侍奉两个主人。所以我们必须要决定侍奉上帝还是侍奉所谓的世俗的愿望。 OK, based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. Therefore, the first one, sister, why did Pilate have Jesus flogged even though he found no guilt in him?为什么比拉多鞭打耶稣，即使说他根本没有发生耶稣有什么的罪过？
He wanted to satisfy the demand of the Jewish leaders that Jesus shall be punished. He thought when Jesus was tortured and suffered a lot that the Jewish leaders will have mercy and let him go.
比拉多想要满足犹太领袖们对耶稣受罚的要求，他认为当耶稣被钉在十字架上受尽折磨的时候，犹太领袖就会心慈手软，最终放他走。Next question. What was the significance of the crown of thorns and the purple robe? 荆棘的王冠还有紫色的袍子。什么样的具体意象呢？
The Roman soldiers mocked Jesus because they thought it is funny that Jesus himself called him a king.
罗马士兵当时嘲笑耶稣，因为他们认为耶稣本人称他自己为国王，实在是很有趣。
But the thorns have a significance. In Genesis 3, we read that God has cursed the earth and that there shall grow thorns to make the life of the humans more difficult.
但是荆棘有着重要的意义。在创世纪第三章中，我们就会了解到，上帝诅咒了地球，地球长出了王冠，使人类的生活变得更加艰难。
When Jesus got this crown of thorns, he got this curse put on his head. So Jesus bore the curse of the earth and our sins up to the cross.
当耶稣戴上荆棘的王冠的时候，他的头上就被披上了诅咒。因此，耶稣也将所有地球上的诅咒和我们的罪孽带到了十字架上。
With the purple robe, Jesus was dressed like a king, and in fact, Jesus is king in heaven, and he has a kingdom, but not of this world.
穿着紫色长袍的耶稣看起来就像一位真的王国的国王。事实上，耶稣是天间的王，是天上的王，他有着自己的王国，但并不属于人间。Next question, sister. How did soldiers mock Jesus, and why is so important to understand? 士兵们当时是如何捉弄耶稣的？ 而这又为什么很重要呢？
The soldiers mocked him with the greetings you give to emperors or kings. With the death of Jesus, the heavenly kingdom was restored, and we can be part of this kingdom by accepting the work that Jesus has done on the cross for us.
罗马士兵当时用皇上或者是问好的方式去捉弄耶稣。耶稣死后，天国得以恢复。我们可以通过接受耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的工作而成为天国的一部分。Next question, sister. Why did the chief priest insist on crucifying Jesus even though after Pilate's decree? 为什么犹太的祭司长们在彼得拉说耶稣无罪后仍要坚持把耶稣钉死在十字架上呢？
The chief priest wanted Jesus to die. That was their goal, and they did not accept that Pilate wanted to let Jesus go free.
犹太大祭司想要处死耶稣基督，这是他们的目的。他们并不接受比拉多想要释放耶稣本人。Next question. Therefore, sister,What did the Jewish leaders mean when they said Jesus claimed to be the Son of God? 犹太领袖说耶稣自称为神的儿子，这怎样去理解呢？
They said Jesus committed a blasphemy which deserved that the one who commits it has to die.
犹太人说耶稣犯了亵渎神灵的罪过，犯此罪的人都应该该死。Next question.Sister, why did Pilate become more afraid after hearing the Jewish leaders' accusations?
听到犹太领袖的指控当后，比拉多为什么变得更加沮丧和害怕了？
I think in his heart, Pilate knew who Jesus was, and he was clear about that, that only the jealousy of the Jewish leaders brought Jesus to the cross.After hearing the accusation, he found it more difficult to find an argument to free Jesus.
我想，比拉多心里知道耶稣是谁，也清楚耶稣上十字架是因为犹太人领袖的妒忌。听到这些指控当后，他发现他找到释放耶稣的理由就更加困难了。Next question, sister. So...How did Jesus respond to Pilate's claim of having authority over him?
耶稣是如何回应比拉多说他对耶稣有相应的使用权力的说法呢？
Jesus said that all authority is given from heaven.
耶稣解释说，所谓的权力实际上都是上天所赐予的，而不是他。Next question.Sister, why did Pilate hesitate to sentence to Jesus to die?
为什么比拉多犹豫是否判处耶稣最终死刑呢？
He did not find guilt in him, and he hoped that the crowd calms down and let Jesus go.
比拉多并不认为耶稣有罪，实际上他希望人群能散开并且平静下来，最终能释放耶稣。Next question, sister. What does the cross loyalty to Caesar instead of Jesus reveal about their beliefs?
群众对凯撒的忠诚，而并非对耶稣而忠诚，这反映了当时他们的信仰是什么呢？
I think they did not believe in Caesar because all the time they wanted Jesus to free them from the Romans.
我认为群众实际上也并不对凯撒忠诚，因为他们一直希望耶稣能够将他们从罗马的统治中所解放出来。
But with the words that they have only one king Caesar in Rome, they pressed Pilate to be faithful to the Caesar and kill anyone who declares himself king too.
但是群众用他们只有一个国王，那就是罗马的凯撒，这样的理由来迫使比拉多最终来效忠凯撒，
并最终达到目的，杀死任何宣称自己是国王的人。 Okay, so the last question for sister. What does this passage teach us about Jesus' willingness to suffer for humanity? 今天的经文内容告诉我们关于耶稣愿意为人类受苦受难的理由具体是什么呢？
Jesus had the power to call God and the angels to help him, but he did not.
耶稣实际上是有能力呼唤上帝和天使来帮助他的，但是他最终并没有这样做。
He was focused on that the purpose of his earthly life was to die for humanity and to arise from the death on the third day after.
耶稣实际上所关注的是他生命本身的意义，即为人类而死，并在死后第三天复活。
He was willing to be a living offering that takes away the sin of mankind.
耶稣愿意成为活的祭品，最终他的死会除去人类的罪孽。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年深秋快乐，我们下期再会。